Kim Olson, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It's good to be here, Rick.
I want to start with your story. You spent 25 years in the Air Force as a pilot and an officer. You're a retired colonel, retired about a decade ago. What was the toughest thing for you personally about reentry into civilian life?
Well, I think what's hard, I think, for most women vets and myself included, is trying to fit in. You know, when you're in an all-male environment, when you're flying jets, when you're going to war, going into different deployments, it's hard to come back into the civilian world and fit into local communities. It just can be a challenge.
What's the biggest difference for women returning from Iraq and Afghanistan compared to, say, the women coming back from Korea 50 years ago?
What's really different is that they're young, they've done multiple deployments, and they've actually gone into harm's way, meaning direct combat, Rick.
Right.
The battle space of our wars have changed. If you are in the area, you're in combat because the rocket grenade launch missile doesn't care what gender you are. And so we've had men and women hurt in harm's way.
I wonder how the PTSD crisis that's come to light in the last few years, is that playing out differently for women and men?
I think it does, because women process trauma differently than men. So it would make sense that the kinds of therapies we need to get better has to look different than what works with a guy. But the legacy systems, the big bureaucracies that were set up to take care of veterans, was built around a 60-year-old male model. Let's contrast that with the female. 60% of our gals are married to other military men or veterans themselves, and about half of those women have school-aged children. And she has different health issues than a 60-year-old guy. So that's why we're struggling around PTS and some of the issues that you see are coming to the forefront around women veterans.
Let's talk a little bit about military sexual trauma. That's the official term for sexual assaults or harassment involving troops. If a vet comes to Grace after fire about this, how do you guide her?
What I really think we need to do is change the terminology to violence among the ranks, because more men are assaulted than women. It's just the percentages are higher. So violence among the ranks is very devastating for a female veteran. And it's devastating not only the event itself, but it's the secondary, if you will, re-victimization when the system does not work. You would have given your life for your battle buddy. You would follow your commander into combat. But that doesn't mean they get to take advantage of you. And it is so devastating. It is an absolute shattering of the trust and the bonds that you have. And what we find, the best kind of therapy for that is one that works like the incest. Because in a way, that's kind of what it is. The military is a family. And so when it betrays you, it is like your family has betrayed you. It is very important that you get counseling that addresses that trust issue. That particular event is really what we find is the core problem for women who become homeless. For men, it's different. It's mental health issues that lead to addiction and those kind of things. For women, it is that event that then will drive her to the street.
Heading into Memorial Weekend, I wonder if there's a historical story of returning women veterans that inspires you in Grace After Fire.
It was 100 years ago at the end of World War I that the nation stood and said, wow, all these women served as medics and nurses in World War I. And after that, it fundamentally changed how women were viewed in our democracy. They got the right to vote, and we became the democracy we are today. So here we stand on the abyss 100 years later, and what will we do with this opportunity? We have combat-tested women out there, and maybe it's time that those women step into the ranks of executive leaders of our nation, CEOs, and maybe one day the President of the United States. That's the lesson for 2014.
Kim Olson, thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure, Rick.